It is hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We've had a lively show so far. We've remembered 9/11 with Ray Bachman, who had an interesting story to tell about being stranded in Tokyo for 2 weeks following that terrible incident. And then Annie Akpan from Wichita East joined us to talk about that team and their upcoming big game Friday night against Wichita Northwest. Surely the game of the week.
Yeah, I'll put that one in my top five.
I hope so.
But if it ends up 43-2, then don't come running to me.
Now, see, there was a time when I would have tried everything in my power to go to that game. I don't think I want to mess with it. First of all, it used to be tough to get in and out of that stadium.
Is it at Northwest?
Carpenter Stadium.
No. It's not anymore.
Not?
It wasn't for me the last 20 years.
What'd you do?
Drove out.
How? You got to hit the right side street.
You do have to hit the right side street. That's a tough call. I usually go down to 34th.
I covered a million games there, and I always got, you know me, I always get there really early. But then after the game, in those days, you're zooming back to the Eagle to write your game story, and it could take you a little while to get out of there.
Yeah, luckily I wrote those game stories flawlessly and quickly.
Well, I read some of them, and they weren't that good.
Some of them weren't.
That game you wrote in that game story you wrote in 04?
Which one?
South and the East.
They would have never sent me to that game.
Why?
Not a good game.
What game? What's 04? The best high school football game?
I have no idea. I'd have to go back through the archives. I know there were some.
I used to cover the Southeast Capen game every year when they were both, like, at the highest of high levels.
Right.
At Cessna Stadium. And that game would pretty easily attract 20,000 people.
Those were the days.
Is that right?
No. But it
No, I think it is.
It sounds good, but no.
You know what I think it is about,
20,000, come on.
15 to 20,000.
5 to 8.
Where's Weston when I need him? I think it was more than that. When I said 20, I'm thinking, really? But you know how time has a way of affecting our memory?
Yeah, I do.
But it seems like both sides of Cessna were approximately half full.
Could have been. Maybe. I don't know.
You got to remember the rivalry.
It's a big deal.
Brought a big crowd.
But
and then the fact that they both had all these star players.
Did anybody outside of Southeast Wichita care?
Of course they did.
Or Northeast.
Now, I'll tell you this.
Or
when
East
I,
Wichita.
When I covered a few basketball games at Dan Levitt Arena between South and Heights, Antoine Carr, Ricky Ross. Dude,
that was it.
9,000 plus.
So we're talking like just the top rows empty, basically.
It was, if not full, right at it.
That's impressive.
And when the Kansas
City, we don't have that documented somewhere.
Well, it is in the archives. When Kansas played Illinois in one of two Kansas Illinois classics. The first one of those, 9,600.
Well, I can see that.
He had Ricky and Antoine on the same team. You had Isaiah Thomas coming in for Illinois. Maybe
Terry
the most
Cummings.
Entertaining basketball team game I've ever seen.
We had the McDonald's All-America game here 1 year, right?
That wasn't entertaining.
It wasn't?
It was okay. It wasn't what the Kansas-Illinois game was.
Because they weren't trying to win as
I'll
much.
Just be honest with you.
I believe you. I'm just... saying, put it in.
It was a good game. I mean,
for people,
you know, you had Michael Jordan here for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
And of course, our two McDonald's All-Americans that year, we're talking about 1981, Greg Dreiling and Aubrey Sherrod.
Heck of a deal.
But you had a good group for that game, no doubt. But when you got Ricky and Isaiah, and they spent a lot of time trying to guard each other. Not very effectively, but trying to guard each other. Ricky had 41, something like that.
You think if I brought up the name Ricky Ross to Isaiah Thomas,
he'd remember.
He would be transported back.
Let me tell you something.
Just asking.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me something. Go. Well,
let me think of how I want to word it.
Well, think of it.
At chop, that chop. Time, Ricky Ross was in the world of college basketball, known by everybody.
Do you think? Yeah. Okay. Do you think Isaiah Thomas goes around and says, "Man, you should have seen this guy, Ricky Ross"?
I'll bet he has said that. I don't know that he goes around now.
No, but he's
commonly and says, "I'll bet he." If we get Isaiah Thomas on the show,
all right.
And I don't know when the last time he's ever been asked about the Kansas-Illinois game publicly. I don't know that he's ever been asked since that night. But I guarantee you, he would. Here's what he'd say: "Man, that guy, I couldn't stop him." How do you like that?
Might be.
No, that's what he'd say.
Maybe.
Why do you say maybe?
Because I don't know.
Well, he couldn't stop him.
Well, why do we need him on then if we already know what he's going to say?
But you don't ever get crossways with me about Ricky Ross.
I'm not. But I'm just saying he didn't turn out to be.
As anybody I've ever worked with will tell you, I'm the biggest Ricky Ross guy ever. Because watching him play basketball brought me tremendous, tremendous joy.
Great player.
I can't think of, outside of Dave Stallworth, Warren Armstrong, and Ricky Ross, well, I'd throw Darnell Valentine in there. But for a different reason with Darnell. Because while he was a very good offensive player, he's the best defensive player I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like him. He could shut you down without much effort.
That's
the kind of stuff ever. Yeah. Are you interested?
I just wasn't there. I can't say. Yeah, he really did. I remember that game against Capen, where he locked up old.
This is
Tommy
where
Milford.
This is where some would say, "This old guy, get him off. We can't keep rehashing the 70s and 80s." Some would say that.
Darnell Valentine's a heck of a player,
but. Also, there's some out there in our listening audience who would say this. Man, I'm still glad. I'm glad we have this old guy still around because he has a historical perspective on this community and this sports community that isn't. We don't hear much about anymore.
Yeah, it's not so, like now what, if you start talking about the eighth man off of Carroll's 1986 team, then no one's going to want to hear that.
I don't talk about that.
But the names that we talk about should be talked about, should continue to be talked about.
I don't talk about that.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was a more ambitious type, and I'm pretty ambitious, but if I had faith in myself as an author, writing about the City League from 1976 to 1981 would be a no-brainer.
Man, that'd be easy.
How do I do it?
You go get every article ever written in that time and piece it together and find out what the high points were, trigger your memory a little bit, and then
talk to the athletes.
And then go talk to people about it.
Why don't I do that? But would it sell?
I don't know. It would sell probably pretty well in Wichita.
How many copies would it sell?
I don't know. I have no perspective.
Give me a ball.
I don't know. I don't know
just
what
throw a number out there.
10, 12.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. So when you make me, I'm going to do that.
Why are you that way?
Just don't know what a good number for a book, local book would be. They're not going to be buying it in Seattle.
Well, if I put it at Watermark and a few other places, we promote it here, it would take me forever.
Exactly. But it's still a doable project.
At my age?
Yeah, I think so. Dave Kindred was still out there writing books in his 70s.
You know, he was one of my very... I used to talk to him occasionally back in the day. And then there was an old guy that did national high school sports. Can't remember what publication, but his name was Dave Kreider.
Okay. I've probably heard that name before.
Well, he did a lot of national stuff, and then there was another guy on the West Coast. But because of what was going on in Wichita at that time with that run of really remarkable talent in basketball. Those guys were they were in touch frequently just to talk about it.
What newspaper was Kindred with? Because I know he did Sporting
Dave
News for
Kindred
a long time.
Was with several newspapers.
He's not more associated with one.
Maybe I'd have to look. You always put me on
the
spot.
Well, I just know for me it's the Sporting News.
And I don't understand why you do that.
He was at the Sporting News for a long time.
I think he was with the Atlanta Constitution and the Washington Post. But you always do that to me.
Why? What?
That's what I'd like to know. Why? Because my theory is I'm going to jump in here with something.
The second I bring up something you do know about, it's, oh, thanks for bringing that up. I can't wait to tell you how much.
Bring up something I don't think my dad will know, just to get him off this high horse.
He went to the Courier Journal, Louisville.
Uh-huh. Was he ever in Atlanta?
He went to the Washington Post.
Well, I said that.
77. That looks like, yeah, Atlanta in 84.
Well, there you go. So you didn't get me, did you?
Got the Golf Digest in there.
But wait a minute. Did you get me or not?
No, but I was curious. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot.
Well, you used to have that back cover column in the Sporting News, much like
Rick Riley.
Rick Riley had in Sports Illustrated.
Steve Rushen, to a lesser extent.
You can love or not love Rick Riley, but that was the first thing we turned to every week.
He did well. Most of his columns were really good, and then he just lost it, and he was done.
Yeah, he kind of lost it.
You lose it sometimes.
Yeah, he's still good.
What does he write?
I don't know. He's on Twitter.
I don't think he writes anymore, does he?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know how old Rick Riley is.
He's probably 70.
Everybody's around 70.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's not a comfortable age to be around. Yeah, all kinds of.
If I had Signal, I'd tell you, but I don't.
Well, I got all kinds. That's why I tell you about getting an iPhone.
Well, it's this insulation in here that's killing me.
Well, hold it outside the door there.
I lost it. It's gone.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I bet Rick Riley's 70. Yeah, I'll look it up.
I'm curious. No, don't look it up there. We're on the air.
Yeah, I'm not closing that out.
I don't like that.
It's dangerous.
What if you hit the wrong button?
Well, then we're off the air. That's it.
I didn't think he was quite as old as me. But he's
up there.
He's getting up there. Although, is 66 really that crazy?
No. But like you said, just about everybody's pushing 70.
All right, when we come back, Jeff's going to have a topic for us.
I am?
Yeah.
I like how you spring that on me.
You got 5 or 6 minutes to think about it. We'll have a topic. I can't wait.
Why don't you come up with a topic?
I've done it all the whole show.
What topics have you come up with?
That?
I did the football spreads.
I had both guests.
I carried that conversation.
You name it, I've done it. Your topic. What's the topic?
Well, why don't we do a little pop culture talk?
Okay, what is it?
Well, what have you been watching? I watched a did you watch the Wyatt Earp documentary yet?
Not yet.
Oh, God. You're missing out.
I'm pretty boring about this right now because any opening, now I watched quite a bit of football.
You're going straight to Newhart.
I am.
Finish that and watch a show about the 1860s.
But this show gives me happiness.
Fine.
Every dead gum episode is funny. And here's what's great about those kinds of shows and the really great ones. They spread out the wealth. So Bob Newhart is obviously the star. But Julia Duffy is incredible. Peter Scolari is
fantastic. They call that an ensemble.
Tom Poston, the Larry Darrell.
There have been
Mary
shows
Fran is Newhart's
like that
wife.
Over the course of
history. And then the bit characters that come in.
Yeah, every sitcom ever is the same way.
I don't know.
Okay, think of one that isn't.
I'm trying to think now.
Think of one that is just centered on its star and that's it.
Trying to think. Who would it be?
I don't know.
Cheers?
No, that's the biggest ensemble.
Taxi?
I don't think so.
Seinfeld?
No. No. There were a lot of George...
Was Jerry never, ever not in a scene?
Not in a scene? Of course.
I don't know. I don't remember watching.
Of course there.
I remember
Friends.
Watching, but I was not one of those, oh, I got to watch Seinfeld guys.
I mean, The Office is kind of close. Because
no, that's a big
office. No, I understand, but his presence loomed larger than everyone else's. Even though we might have liked the other characters, there was no doubt who the star of that show was week in, week out.
There wasn't any doubt about some of these other shows.
Cheers, yeah, there was some doubt. We knew Ted Danson, but sometimes other people stole it. I don't think anyone ever stole The Office. And don't give me Dwight.
He did.
No.
At times.
I don't think so.
At times he did. I mean,
no.
Come on.
No, he didn't.
The irreverence and the craziness.
One note. No, I like Dwight, but no, he did not.
But he played that character perfectly.
Of course he did. That's why it resonates with people to this day. And why so many people remember Rainn Wilson just as Dwight.
And Jim.
Never stole it.
I don't know now.
That deadpan stuff, no.
The looks he would give.
It's good to have on a straight man sometimes on a sitcom, but that doesn't... It's not a recipe for stealing the show.
I don't know. He was number two on that show.
I understand. No, now, Dwight was.
Dwight was in terms of getting a lot of the attention, but in terms of billing?
No, it's Jim and Pam. If it's going to be one of them, it's got to be both of them. So I could hear them as two. But if we're going individuals, it's
Hold
Dwight.
Hold your mic still or put it back on the stand, because when you... you're so fidgety.
Who, me?
It just drives me nuts.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Just hold the damn mic. Or put it in the stand.
That doesn't work for me.
Now,
brother.
That's fine. You're making it... But don't move it all around.
Well, sometimes I got to adjust it where it's resting
Look
in my
me.
Hand. Sometimes I got to switch hands.
I've held it here for 2 hours now.
Sometimes I got to move my head around.
I almost wish I could... give a class in how to do a radio show.
How do you think that would go?
I don't know. Would you enroll in it?
No.
Why not?
Why would I need to?
I think it'd be a sellout class. So yeah, that's what I watch. And then I watch football. And my wife asked me the other night about Wyatt Earp. I still tune into the Cardinals. Which is
sure.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, get a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, knock that wider.
Then we got college football. I like watching KU and K-State.
Fine.
And I especially like watching K-State because of Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards.
Fine, let's let them play better then.
Well, we'll see how they do.
I want Avery to do well.
Friday night, I'm going to be watching that game. I guarantee it.
I won't be, unfortunately.
You'll be at the win, sir.
Yeah, I will. Four games left for me.
You're not there tomorrow night.
Tonight.
You're not there tonight.
Correct.
We still need that help at our house.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Well, it's not going to take long.
What am I moving?
We're moving everything out of our kitchen.
So, like that big table, where are we putting it?
Well, Debbie's handling that. We're trying to get some people to come and get it. But the other stuff, yeah, we need to move it.
Expensive stuff, like the china and stuff?
Don't worry about the china.
I'm not
moving
that.
It'll never be in your possession.
I don't want it. I don't understand people who have it.
First thing I do when the doctor informs me that, Bob, you got 6 months to go, I'm selling that china.
It's not
even
yours.
I may go to China. That's what I'm going to do.
I do not want china.
Don't worry, you're not getting it.
I don't want fine china. I don't want...
If you knew the value of that baby, you might change your mind.
Well, what is it? Tell
me. Not telling you.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, of course I know.
No, you don't.
Of course I know.
How?
Because I've looked online.
Well, what is it?
Not telling
you. I'll take it, please, if you don't mind. I want that china if you don't... If you're not going to do anything with it.
Oh, what a sad, pathetic...
Hey, I got to keep living.
You'll be fine.
Probably.
I'm not worried about you. We're making it. We're getting a brand new kitchen. That work starts on Monday. And let me tell you right now, that's not for the weak of heart. That's going to require a lot of work. They're tearing out a wall. You don't even... Everybody who's had a kitchen remodeled...
When's that work supposed to be done?
...knows how much it can improve your home. But they also know... Good grief.
A three-week process?
Seven.
Seven? I was hoping I wasn't going high. So when it's time to watch Bad Blood over at your house, where are we going to watch that?
So watch it. There'll be a... What are you, the guy's not going to be there working.
I know, but it'll be messy in there.
No, it won't. Well, he's closing it off.
Where are we going to go to eat? Our snacks.
We're not going to have snacks.
Where are they going
to
be set up?
Bring your own food.
Where are you going to put your...
Well, the first time you clowns at freeload off us...
We're going to put your refrigerator.
Oh, you people that freeload off of us...
Who?
And trust me, my wife said a few things about
Name
that.
Names.
What do you mean?
Who freeloads?
You and your buddies.
What has your wife said?
She said, one of these guys is going to bring their own food.
Yeah.
She said that a few times.
That'd be the last thing Debbie would ever say.
Well, she said it in private to
me. No, she hasn't.
We've talked about it.
No, you haven't. You can't even charm your way out of that one.
Why is that fun for me?
You have to tell me.
I just, I think I like tweaking you.
I watched a Apollo 13 documentary.
How was that?
I don't recommend it.
Why? Sad?
No, it just didn't take me. It didn't take me there. It didn't take me. It didn't.
Have you seen the movie?
It didn't hook me emotionally. Of course I've seen the movie.
Well, that's all you need, isn't it?
Basically. And there were no interviews on camera, so you didn't get to see anybody's face. And that's not a good way to do a documentary.
No, that's not a good documentary.
I want to see people. I want to see the emotion. I want to, you know what I mean?
When's the Vince McMahon documentary come out?
2 weeks from today.
No, well, that'll be highly viewed.
Yeah, well,
I hope they tear him a new one.
I don't know what it's going to be like. I know the last episode is kind of dedicated to his recent transgressions.
Which episode?
The last one.
Last one of what?
The documentary.
What documentary?
The Vince McMahon documentary.
It's in several installments?
Six episodes.
Oh, for crying out loud. The guy's not worth that many.
6 hours?
No.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
I think so.
I thought it was an hour and a half documentary and we moved on.
No, it's a six-parter.
Well, I don't quite understand that. I don't know that he's worthy of that.
Do you think it's bad business? Because Raw... is going to Netflix in January. Do you think there should be a hit piece on their former chairman at the same time? Is that going to detract?
Me.
But is that going to detract people?
Nah,
it shouldn't. But I've heard people say, "Well, that's dumb."
I don't care.
Vince isn't a part of WWE anymore.
Yeah, you do your work. Netflix, last I checked, is trying to make money and. Based on what I'm paying them, they are.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I just went to YouTube TV. I've got DirecTV till early October because I've paid for it.
So you can go through the Cardinals. Then what are you going to do?
Somebody, my friend Katie, said if you have a smart TV that has the MLB app.
Which you don't.
Well, you can order MLB extra inning.
Right, but you don't have that.
Well, I'll go get one.
I've been telling you to do that.
Why don't these smart TVs have all the apps?
Some don't. I don't know.
But why?
I'm sure there's some business arrangement. Just get the Roku smart TV, get a Sling account, which is like...
Well, that's 50, another $100 a month.
55.
She doesn't have Sling.
Well,
she just has YouTube TV.
Well,
and on her
Sling
TV,
is better, because then you can log into all the channels... Even the ones you don't get on Sling. Like, I can go to Fox on my Sling.
I'm going to go talk to the boys over at Hefner TV and Appliance. and see what they suggest. I'm not trusting you.
Well,
you got a 14-inch TV out there where you live. I want the big boys to tell me what to do.
I just told you.
Yeah, but you're not a...
You two, you go get the smart TV, all the apps.
You're not a big boy.
Every app.
In the TV world.
Including MLB. All of them.
Why, I can't just go be buying a new TV every 3 years.
You can't?
No.
Well, can you?
But I don't have to worry about it because immediately because the baseball season's almost over, and I'll get all the playoff games on YouTube TV.
Fine.
So I don't have
to get them all on Sling.
I don't care about Sling.
For $55 a month.
You know what YouTube has? They got this pretty cool feature where you can get 2 to 4 games at once on your screen. It's pretty cool.
When will you ever do that?
I did it the other day. I had 2 games going.
What games?
Army-Navy and Florida State-Fresno.
What a good one. Both of those were exciting Week 2 matchups.
We'll talk about it more tomorrow when we make picks. But Miami-Buffalo tomorrow night, it's a pretty good Thursday game. Remember when, I believe it was last year, that the Thursday game was almost always unwatchable.
It was last year, it was the year before that, the year before that, and the year before that.
Now they're giving us a pretty good game.
3 days of rest is not enough for National Football League players to figure it out.
Our good friend Dustin on X, Twitter, I'm going to call it Twitter, because the new guy doesn't deserve for me to call it X, says this: you have an Apple phone. He's right. Just get an Apple TV box. So much nicer than depending on the TV apps. No new TV needed, and you get all the apps. Huh? Why didn't you tell me that?
Dumb.
What?
It's a dumb idea.
Something I don't have to get a new TV for, and I get all the apps? How is that dumb?
Good luck.
No, tell
me. That's like, oh, let's do the sleeper app. And let's switch over. No, won't work. Sorry, Dus.
Why are you insulting Dustin, who's simply offering me an alternative?
I'm not. I'm saying that, no. Get the Roku Smart. Get Sling. Done. I'll set it all up for you.
I think I got to think about this. This doesn't require any effort. This just a...
What's an Apple box? Where do you go to get that?
An Apple TV. Well, you go to my Apple people.
Where?
At AT&T.
What does it look like? Where do you put it on your TV? You
put it right there on the front.
What does it connect to?
It connects to the AC back there in the back. An Apple box? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. That's what I took my first grade teacher.
Dumb.
No, it wasn't.
You don't take her an Apple box. You just take her an Apple
TV box. $129.99 at Best Buy.
Who's going to set it up for you?
Jeff. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no.
If I put out a plea, I'll have 9 people.
That's so pathetic. Please, somebody come and set this up
for
me.
Apple box. Wikipedia says it's completely different meaning for Apple box, but we're not going to get into that. It's an Apple box. Wooden boxes or crates of varying sizes with holes on the side.
That's probably what you'll end up with.
Used to carry apples. What does an Apple TV box do? Apple TV 4K is all you need to stream live from the world's biggest and best networks, broadcasters, and pay TV providers. Watch sports from MLB, ESPN, catch up on news, and kick back with shows on Hulu, YouTube TV, and Sling TV. Sling TV, there it is again.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, I'll need somebody, and somebody will step forward.
Man, I know you better than Dustin knows you. You need easy, simple.
He makes it sound so simple.
Yeah, because Dustin's one of those people, hey, did you get on that new... did you get on that new Chan? You can watch the boxing matches for free if you go to this. He's one of those guys who steals it.
No, he's not. You don't know him.
Oh, I know. I know those types.
Again, sounds like it's the answer to my question.
Then do it.
I may.
I'm eliminating myself from that process.
Now, do I need to get an Apple box?
Don't know.
For all of my TVs?
I don't know. I'm out. I'm out of this.
You know what I've thought about doing is just call somebody, and I'll go to Hefner. I'll go to Hefner TV and talk to them. And what I'll say is, okay, what do I do? And when I say, what do I do? What I'm really saying is, what can you do to get me set up?
Right.
And they'll say, oh, Mr. Luce, we'd love to be out.
And what are you going
to
do for those people you plea with on social media who do take up your offer to help?
Well, if I go to...
I'll order pizza for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hand them a box of pizza for their Apple box. That's a pretty good exchange of boxes.
Oh, no question.
Why wouldn't I? But if Hefner can take care of it...
Go over there. Are we sponsored by Hefner?
They sponsor me.
Because we need to.
Every TV I own, I bought at Hefner.
Right. You bought at Hefner.
Right.
What have they done for you? What kickbacks
they've
have you got?
They've come and set them up. They've been cordial. They've been on time. They've slipped me a few dollars under the table.
Sure they have. You just got them reprimanded by the Better Business Bureau.
Nobody believes that. Nobody's ever slipped me any money under the table, nor would I take it, by the way.
That's good.
But here's Dustin again. We're having a conversation.
Why don't you call Dustin?
Go to Best Buy or Amazon or maybe Hefner. Easy setup, easy switching between apps. Surely there are some videos on YouTube that show how easy. There are
Does
some
this
brackets
person know you?
That can connect to your TV wall mount to hide it even. So,
you know,
I'm taking this exchange over to Hefner.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, what can you do and when can you do it?
Good luck.
Thank you. Do you mean that?
Sure. Of course, but I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I won't take part in any show over at your house that you
so
watch.
You'll never come over again.
The Apple box.
You'll never come over again.
No, the way you just pushed my very good solution to the side for some stranger.
I don't like the idea of slang and
why?
I don't know.
It's the same as YouTube TV. It's live TV.
But I already have YouTube TV.
Well, that was a bad decision.
I don't think it's a bad decision. Everybody that I've talked to raves about it.
And I doubt on, I may be wrong, but I'd be surprised if on Apple box you get the MLB extra innings. You probably get an MLB app where you can watch.
Well, I'll ask. That's a simple ask. When I get Apple TV or an Apple box, does it come with the MLB extra innings package? I know I'm going to have to pay extra for that.
Of course.
But I can't have anything that doesn't include that.
That's why I'm.
And I'm a little worried about not being able to watch the MLB network. Now, if I can get the MLB network with the Apple box, I'm set. Can I get it with Sling?
Sure.
You don't know.
You don't get it with Sling. You get it on the Roku app. In the main menu, login.
You know, back in the day when I was growing up, you know what we did?
I guess you can get it on the Apple TV.
We watched 3, 10, or 12, and we were damn happy to have it.
Mostly 12, though, right?
Seriously. Here's the shows that are on. We knew them. We'd never heard of any of this stuff. And what we did in those days was we interacted with our neighbors. We played outside as kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of this obsession with what can I get to stream?
That's what you're obsessed with right now.
What can I do to have Roku?
You know what? Last night I turned on my Sling TV. I watched Raw on Monday. I watched The Daily Show yesterday.
I can watch all
I
that.
I logged in and watched SmackDown on my Fox app with my Sling account. I got the ESPN.
I don't
and
care what you watch.
All the channels on the Sling. I got the apps. And
it takes you 40 minutes to set it all up.
No. I got Hulu.
It's a terrible thought.
It's all wonderful.
I like what I do.
All right.
I like what I do.
Good luck.
I'm going to go to Hefner TV at some point. There's no rush. And say, guys, have at it.
So useless. But we love Hefner, so whatever, good for them.
Well, Dustin, our friend, and again, let me accentuate that.
Is he my friend?
Not the way you're talking
about
him.
Well, he's not anymore if he was.
Not the way you're talking about
him. I don't like what he's taking advantage of an old man. It's elder abuse is what it sounds like.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. You can watch the Cardinals, use the Cardinals radio feed instead of the TV announcers. This is from Dustin again. It just sounds like I've died and gone to heaven.
Do it.
See you tomorrow.